Parshas Emor Shvi Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Aleph. By the way, Hashem and Moshe Lema, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, Salish B'nei Yisrael V'Yikhu Yilech Hashem and Zayizach Kutsus Lamor, command the Jewish people to take, and that they take to you clear olive oil crushed for illumination, L'Halos Ner Tamid, to light a lamp continually. Rashi says, Salish B'nei Yisrael Zu Parshas Mitzvah Haneiros. This is the parasha, the section of the Torah which talks about the commandment of lamps. But earlier in Parshas Tetzaveh, lo nemar ella al seder malachas haMishkan, l'farish sorach haMenorah. In Parshas Tetzaveh, we're talking about the construction of the Mishkan and what's needed for the menorah. V'chein mashma va'ata sofchol tzaveh b'nei Yisrael atach. And this is the meaning of the pasuk. And now you, your destiny is to command the Jewish people about this. Meaning, in Parshas Tetzaveh, means you should command the children that they should take for you clear olive oil to be lighting in the future. You will command. Because over here, in our Torah, we're talking about the halachos, in this parasha about all the halachos that are lighting the menorah. Shem and Zayizach, Shol Shemat, there are three oils, Yotzer and Azayit, that come from the olive oil branch. Rishon Kori Zach, the first level of processing is called clear Zach. And the first from Menachos, this is all explicit in the mission of Menachos, Viseras Kohanim, and also in Taras Kohanim. Tamid, Milayla Lalayla, from night to night, Kemo Olas Tamid. Every night, every day, continually shein elam yom yom, which is offered only from day to day. So here too, has to be continually lit, not all the time, but every single night it has to be lit. Pasuk Gimel. Michotza parochas eidus ba'ol moed. Outside the parochas of the testimony in the tent of meeting, the arochos sa'aron me'erev ha'boker, Aaron shall arrange it from evening until morning, with Nei Hashem tamei b'far Hashem continually, chukas olam adar sichem, in total decree of your generations. Rashi says the parochas eidus shall finah eidus, that is before the ark. Shikar eidus, it's called the testimony, because that's what inside of it is the luchos. Rabbi Sina Darshan, the rabbis explain on their maravi. We're not talking about the parochas, rather the near maravi, the western lamp of the menorah, shu eidus l'chol bali olam, which is a testimony for the rest of the world. Shashkina shor b'yisrael, that the divine presence rests among the Jews. Shinosin v'shemen. The coin will put oil in, kimias chavir sel, like the same amount as any other lamp, all the other lamps. We menahayim maschil, but yet it was lasting long enough to be the source for all the other lamps to be kindled. Uvaham b'simon, it would also, he would finish cleaning up the lamp last. Yaroch osa aron me'erev ad boker. Yaroch osa, we should arrange it, aricha, and arranging haru'i l'mitas kolat, which is fitting for the measurement of the entire night. Mishir hachamah and the rabbis give the measurement of chatzir l'kachalot. L'chol ner b'ner for each ner, v'hein kedai, and it's sufficient. After lately, Tukufas Tavis, even for the longest winter night, we just look at Palham, this is the fixed amount for all the nights of the year. Pasuk Dal, Al Menorah HaTorah Yarmach HaSaneros Lefnei Hashem. On the pure menorah, he should arrange the lamps before Hashem continually. Rashi says, HaMenorah HaTorah, she's of Torah, which is made from pure gold. Dabar Acha Al Torah Shal Menorah, on the purity of the menorah, Shemitara Umidashno Tchila Mina Afar. You mean you have to first have to clean it, and clean the area from all the ashes, to then light the menorah for the lamps there. Take fine flour, bake it to make 12 loaves. Each loaf should be 2 10-eighths worth. And you should place them in 2 stacks, 6 the sack, upon the pure table before Hashem. Shish chalas marachas, which means 6 loaves per stack. Shulchan hatar, shal zav tor, made of pure gold. Davar acher, another, what does it mean, tar? Al tiharo shal shulchan, the purity of the shulchan means directly on it. Shal yas sinifim, magbin and asalach, and the branch should not raise the bread. Yagav shulchan from on top of the table. Pasuk zayin, v'nasata es hamarachas levonis akal, you should put them on the stack. Frankincense, pure frankincense, v'yisal lalacham laskar l'ishra l'ashem. And the bread should be a remembrance, a fire offering to Hashem. Rashi says, "Masachas amarachas, al kol achas mishtei amarachas, on each one of the 2 stacks, hayushnei bezichalechem, there were 2 labels of frankincense, melo komets, l'chol achas, the komets of each one. Vahisa halavon arzos, and this frankincense, not the bread, l'alachem askar, for remembrance of the bread. because the bread isn't offered to Hashem at all. Ella halavona nikras, but the lavona, the frankincense, is brought to the mizbeach. Kishmasakna, so when they remove it, the bread choshanah Shabbos to Shabbos every Shabbos. Yidlo zikar lelachon, the frankincense is a remembrance of the bread. Shayada hu niska lamala, because through it the bread is remembered from above and Shemayim. But comes with that handful shoskar lamincha, which is a remembrance for. It's like it's similar to the kmitza, which is a remembrance of the entire meal offering offered to Hashem. Pasuk Ches, Vayom Shabbos, Vayom Shabbos, every Shabbos, every week on Shabbos, Yarechen L'Fin Hashem, Tamid, they should arrange it for Hashem continually, Eis B'nei Yisrael from the Jewish people, Bris Olam, an eternal covenant. Pasuk Ches, V'Shal Aron Adonav, V'Achluhu B'Makom Kadosh, and it should be for Aaron and the sons, they should eat it in any holy place, Ki Kadosh Kadoshim Hu Lo, because for him, it is the most holy, Mishi Hashem from the fire of Hashem, Chok Olam, an eternal decree. Rashi says, this mincha offering. That's why it's in the feminine. It's a haisa. Shekol davar habal min atzvua b'chal lachem. Anything that comes from the grain is called a karban mincha. Chachlu musa alachem. I mean the bread, not the mincha. The bread should be eaten. Shu lashon zachar. That's the lashon of zachar. That's the shift in the pasuk. You go from the mincha to the lachem. Pasuk Yud. Vayitze ben Isha Yisraelis, the son of a Jewish woman, went out. Vehu ben Ish Mitzri, and he's also the son of an Egyptian man. Pesach ben Yisrael from the Jewish people. Vayitzu ba'machana ben Yisraelis, v'isha Yisraeli, and they contended in the camp, the son of the Israelite woman and the Israel man, the Israelite man. Rashi says, Vayitze ben Ish Yisraelis, v'ichin yatzal, where did he come out from? Leiva Mer Reb Levi says, me'olam yatzal, he left the world. Rem Barachio Mary Parsha Shalmal Yatsiki from the previous Parsha, Ligwaki, the Omer, they found of the Shulchan, it said, Beyoma Shabbos, Rechena, on Shabbos, the Ranger, Darcha Melech, Lechel Paschama, Chol Yom, every day the king eats warm and fresh bread, Shema Paschanetis, Shaltishim Yom, but can the king eat cold, old, 90 bread? It's been an establishment. That's the context they were talking about in this Parsha, and that was the cause of the fight between him and the Jew. And the Bresa said, "Mibes dino shel Moshe yatsu mechuyov." He went out chayiv from Moshe's court. Balik ta'ol, I went to pinch his tent. Pesach nachanadon in the tribe of Don. Amar lo, "Mati vachan, what are you doing here? It's not your tent. You shouldn't be here." So Amar lo, "Mibes dino shel Moshe." I'm from Don. Amar lo, he said, "Ish al deglo ba'os leves avosam." Each man in his banner by signs of the paternal father. Ksev nechas leves dino shel Moshe yatsu mechuyov. Amar v'gidev. And this person, unfortunately, did not have a father because he was from Egypt. His mother was from Dan. And he went to Beis Din of Moshe. And the courts made him lose the case. And he blasphemed Moshe Rabbeinu. He blasphemed Hashem for losing the case. Ben Ish Mitzri, Hu HaMitzri, he's the Egyptian Shari Moshe, who Moshe killed, actually. Besoch Ben Yisrael, Melam Shin Skar, which means he did convert afterwards. Ben Yasu B'machana, because of this issue of the tent, that's why he was fighting. The Jewish person was against him. Shemicha bo mati ahlo, objecting having his tent in the camp of Dan. Pasuk Gidal. Vayikov ben Isha Yisraelis es Hashem, and this person who is the son of a Jewish woman pronounced Hashem's name and blasphemed. Vayikalel, and he cursed. Vayavo also Moshe they brought him to Moshe. B'shem Yimo Shalom Espas Dibri l'mati Dan, and the name of his mother was Shlomo Spas Dibri from the tribe of Dan. Rashi says, "Aikov k'dargum like Ungla says Uparishi said explicitly, she nakav shem hamiyuchad. He pronounced the shem Hashem, the special name of Hashem. V'gid when he cursed, v'ushem before Shishem Abishinah. That's the explicit name that he heard at Har Sinai. V'shem imo Shlomo Spas Dibri shavachan chay saw the praise of Yisrael. She pierced the castle of the zone. Lomar shehi levado. She was the only person who was the zone." Shalomis, to have a pitivta, to cherish shalom alacha, peace upon you, shalom alacha, peace upon you, shalom alechom, peace upon you, in the plural. Mitatefes, the dvarm should chatter with words, shalom alechom, and should ask how everyone's doing. Bas debri, to brown the side, she was a chatterbox. Midaberis imkol adam, lefilach kilkola. So she spoke with everyone, so she behaved immorally. Bas debri, the matadam. Magid shaharasha, gorm ginailo. A wicked person caused this disgrace upon himself, Gnaila Aviv, Gnaila Shavacho, a disgrace for his family, a disgrace for his tribe. Kiyotzva, similarly, Alihav ben Achisamach, Lamatidan, Shrach lo, shrach lo aviv, shrach lo shifto. When the person did something correctly, so he's also done is a praise for him, his father, and his tribe. Pasuk Yudbeis by Anichu v'shemishmor. They put him into a under guard. The first lohem al pi Hashem to clarify what to do according to what Hashem tells them. By Anichu levado, they put him by himself. As she says, lo hinichu mekoshish imo, but they didn't place the person who was the mekoshish etzim with him. Shishneim hayu beperek echad, because this actually happened at the same time. The Yodim, but they knew shemekoshish imo. They knew the person who was mekoshish etzim is going to die. Shneimar. The chalam los yumas, the one who curses, the one who disgraces Shabbos when put to death. Avlo perush lahem beizimis, but they didn't know how to kill him. Kach limer kilo fresh mayasalo. It has not been clarified what to do to him, even though we know he has to be killed. Avlo kalho omer lifrosh lahem. The entire point of the kalho in the court, the prison, was in order to clarify at all what to do. Shalai yodim in chayim misim la. They didn't know if he was chayim misim or not. Pasuk again, by the rest, Moshe lemar Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk gadal rotzeis and the kalho mechutz la'achana. Remove the blasphemer to outside of the camp. Some point call out Shomim Esedem, and all those who heard showing their hands upon his head. The Rogmu also call Eidah, and the entire assembly should stone him. Rashi says Hashomim Eloi Edim. These are the witnesses. Call Havi Esedem, including the judges, Esedem. Their hands. Omer Melo, they say to him, Tomacha Baroshacha, your blood is on your head, meaning it's your fault. We're not being punished for killing you, because you caused it upon yourself. Kol ha'idah, but Miami kol ha'idah in front of the entire assembly, because shishluch l'shanam kamozo, this tells us the cast of shishluch l'shanam kamozo, that the Beis Din, obviously not everyone's there, but the Beis Din represents the people, and they're the entire area that is in front of this person getting killed. Pasuk, tes lo. The Elbini is still today really more, and to the children of the Jews say, ish ish ki kalel av elkav, benasa chazal, anyone who is blasphemous as God, shall bear his sin. Rashi says, if there is no hasra. Pasuk tes zayin. However, if a person blasphemes, he'll be put to death. The entire assembly will pelt him with stones. A ger or native alike, when he blasphemes the name, he'll be put to death. Rashi says, he's only going to have if he says the exclusive name of Hashem and not an alternative name of Hashem. Akino. Vinoki Lashon Kala. Vinoki means cursing. Kamo Ma'akov HaKan curse. Pasuk Yud Zay. V'ish Ki Yakeh Kol Nefesh Adam. Everyone who hits another person, most, and he dies, most Yimos, he will surely die. Rashi says, V'ish Ever Ma'ke Ish V'gomer. The Torah says in Shemos, V'shpatim says, the person who hits a man will die, in the El Nishar against the Ish. This is only a person. Ish, Ish HaVekatim Na, how do you know if you kill a person because a woman or a minor? He's also Chayat. I'm all over Kol Nefesh Adam, any person. One who strikes and kills an animal, have to pay restitution, nefesh tach nefesh, life for life. Pasuk Yitas, v'ish ki yitain mum bat miso, if a person inflicts a wound on his friend, kasher asakin yasalo, the same thing that he did, so it should be done to him as well. Pasuk Chaf, shein tach hashever tach hashever, break for a break, ayin tach hasayin, end for an eye, shein tach hashein, tooth for a tooth, kasher yitain mum ba adam ki yinasin ba. Just like we have inflicted a wound on a person, so shall be afflicted, the should be afflicted, the affliction should be upon him as well. Kain yasimo, pesher of a sinner, shenum nisinas mumabe. It doesn't mean hit the guy back. Alta shlomimon, but it means paying monetary payment back. Shaman also, kavit, value him like a slave. Kach ksibo, lashon nitsina, dover nusim yad yad. That's where the nusim means it's something you can give over, which is money. Also, kafal, for maka behema, yishamena, if a person hits an animal, he shall pay back money. Maka be adam, if a person hits a man, will be put to death. Rashi says, the same pasuk. It says you have to pay restitution. Talking about if he kills an animal. The Kaan over here, Dibra also the chabur, which makes a wound. Maka adam yimas. I feel the hargul, even if he doesn't kill him, also the chabur, who causes a bruise. Shalom ever kan nefesh. It doesn't say the word maka nefesh on him. It just says he hits him. It doesn't kill him. Maka avav v'imah Dibra kasa. It's talking specifically about hitting one's parents. And it's comparing to hitting an animal. Just like hitting an animal is only chayv for that loss if the animal's alive. Mechayim has to be when the parents are alive as well. Excluding if they already are dead, he hits them. And how do I think? Why don't they are chayv? After death, because of precedence from the mekalel, the person who curses his parents after death, he is chayv. We're trying to say that by makah, he'll be pater. So just like a behemoth, the hitting has to be something that causes injury, and if not, there's a payment. So too, by the parents, the only time he's chai from Esau for hitting them is if he causes them to bruise. There should be one law for you. It should be for a ger and a native. For I am Hashem, you can get it. Rashi says, and Yeshem Okechem, Okech Chucham, a God of all of you, Kishem Shani Miachat Shmei Aleichem, Kach Ani Miachto Algeim, the same way I associate my name upon you, the original Jewish people, so to anyone who comes in the future, as Geirim, Hashem will also associate his name upon them as well. Pasuk Chav Gimel, by the very Moshe, Al B'nei Yisrael, Hashem Moshe spoke to the Jews, by the Tziu, as on the Kalel, and they brought the Mekalel, Ami Chutz Ma'achonet, out of the camp, by the Gimel, so Amin, they hit, they pelted him with stones, and the Jews did as Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi says, they did all the commandments of stoning in another place where it has these other sources of what to do, which means they push them off a high place and they stone them, then they hang the person, the corpse of the body.